Blog Talk Radio.
Goats out there that pretend they are sheep. Amongst the sheep, there are many wolves. You may have been able to fool your family. You may have been able to fool the church you go to. But you have not fooled me. You will stand before me, and I will judge you. Yes, I have loved you. Yes, I have showered you with mercy and grace. I have been long-suffering with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Yea, as the scripture has said, for some of you I have just put up with you. But I warn you today, I have put up with you for as long as I am.
You are healing, healing everything.
Noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? ¿Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio? That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás, déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, vamos, todos a una voz. Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, lo declaramos. Aunque no pueda ver, está sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver, está sobrando. Siempre está, siempre está sobrando.
Aunque no pueda ver, está sobrando. Siempre está. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. That is who he is. That's what we know and understand, isn't it? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome all to the Lord's Hour by phone or by chat room and by Skype and Facebook. Praise God. A wonderful day. I have to celebrate with you that I just today, this morning, early this morning, I am a grandpa. My daughter and Emma and her husband Rudy, they just had a baby little girl, baby Aurelia. She has been named after Rudy's mother. Praise God. Very grateful. The mother, my daughter, was a little tired, but she's doing fine, and so is the baby. We give glory to the Lord. At the same time, brothers and sisters, as I rejoice, there has been much coming against trying to bring this message because the enemy doesn't want you to hear this truth and know who your enemy really is. That is the message. I've had stuff come against the computer. I've had stuff where right now my daughter is having problems with her truck, and right when I'm getting ready to start, have the ministry going, this comes up. And I have to do this. And so Sister Brenda's out there, be praying. And I asked her to ask my neighbor and ask the pastor from the church to try to help her, not do it yourself. I'm torn, but I know I have to share this word because it's so important for the days we live. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Jeanette. Yes, beautiful baby. Let's see. I can't do it on the phone, but she's, I think, about 20 something inches, and 8.9 pounds, something like that. Good, and praise God, everything went fine and healthy, baby. And, it's the people use this day for jokes or, the things that they do. It's not. It's a day that we rejoice. It's April 1st. This day is April 1st, a glorious day, and just like my wife's been telling me, and tell others, this is the first day of God's year. This is the first month of God. So that's what we celebrate. Celebrate with the Lord and who he is, what he's called us, and not the world. Amen. I know they'll deal with that, but praise God. She's a wonderful child, a blessing, a miracle from the Lord. And that's what's awesome, isn't it? Well, praise God. We'll bless each one of you. I hope each one of you have had a good day and week. And to come together and lift up the name of Jesus and understand, but we all keep seeing all the things that are happening are still pointing to the Lord's glorious return. And everything, it seems like it's just revving up more and more, leading to his coming soon. And it is good that we could be here together. And hallelujah. It's been, it was a battle coming on here. And God's made a way. And I pray he opens the, I don't know if anybody else is struggling to get in the chat room, but God made a way there or by phone or Skype or Facebook. But praise the Lord. Unbelievable, all the storms and all the weather. And, we traveled, and one of the towns we went through, brothers and sisters, I watched. That the other night, that there was, I think it was Monday, or when we was in, I guess it was when we was in Dallas with her other daughter, April, and she's doing fine and doing much better. The Lord has been good to them too. Where the place we stayed to eat and ice and everything, well, last week, brothers and sisters, there was a tornado. And some tornado chasers were showing the film where they were standing. I could see the restaurant we were at. The restaurant we ate at. I go, wow. And unbelievable. And, the weather changing that much in over a week. Freezing, not a week. It was longer than that. But freezing rain and everything. And then boom. Now a tornado that thankfully was outside the town. And it took down their whole power of the town. I watched, the town go black. But the tornado thankfully was outside of the town. Praise God. And others, tremendous storms and everything happened in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama. And it just continues because of the days we live and what this nation keeps trying to do to the nation of Israel. And that's getting interesting. Like I have shared with you what the Lord told me when I started, I mean, when he had me start this ministry and be part and to serve him, is that watch Israel. They're my prophetic timepiece. And today, Russia, strong rebuke against Israel. Strong rebuke against Israel for still intervening in Syria. And all this is lining up. If you don't hear the news or not, supposedly the Russians are cutting off the gas and oil to Europe. So where's Europe looking for gas and oil? Oh, the ones that just found so many more big finds of natural gas and oil. That's Israel. So what is going to be the spoil they're coming from? You notice what is in the word of spoil? So they look at all that's coming together, and what I'm looking for is major war starts. We look up our Lord's coming. He says, when you see major war, you start major war starting. That's what he did say. Didn't he say, you know, how long? He said, when you see major war starting, look up. I'm coming for you. And I'm hanging on those words, and I'm hanging on what he told me very clear. So we are in exciting times. Yes. I know, sis. But by the word of God, you know that this pretty well, this side of the world is not even mentioned in the book of Revelation. Not really even mentioned much in the prophets. So I don't think this part of the world is going to be around during the tribulation for sure. And I think the key to it would be the Lord comes for his church and bride, because there's many of the believers, you know, all over the world, but there's many in South America and in the U.S., or at least a percentage. And that will make this nation really, really a big mess where there's no believers trying to, you know, and that we're the restrainers. And then there's no restraint. God have mercy. What a place, huh? What a place. Nobody praying against the enemy? Wow. You can understand, and it could be very well that they, you know, as weak as we are and confused and everything, and the kind of stuff we're doing, it could be somebody come against us very easily, come against us, you know, and it could be even some people have said they've seen that, well, when you see the missiles coming or something coming down, we go up. So we'll leave that all in God's hands. And I'll finish this little update about things going on is a lady sharing a rapture dream, so beautiful. And the time we're living as it is in the warmth and spring, they're outside and they're celebrating. What's coming up? Resurrection Sunday, time when families have picnics and things. Her and her family in this dream were having a picnic. And then all of a sudden she was changed in an instant, in the twinkle of an eye, and she was flying. And she was talking about how wonderful it was, and that it was like a tickle in her stomach. It reminded me of how you might feel when you're on a roller coaster. And then she saw the beautiful place, and that she saw her family and the ones who've gone before her. And as the mighty gates of heaven opened and she was walking, then she woke up. But, and it just, you know, it just blew her away. It said it was so real. She didn't want it to end like, you know, other people. And it was such a beautiful and comfort talking about being somewhere with her family and celebrating. And then she was changed, and the Lord was showing her that this is going to happen very soon. It looks like it's going to be a time when people are outside and when it's warm. Oh, yes, Lord. Okay. The other thing is that they've announced, like, Iran and mainly the Shiites, or probably all sides of whatever they are in the Islamic faith, that they're looking for their so-called savior called the Mahdi. And the Mahdi is they're saying that Israel needs to be destroyed. This year, I think it's either June 8th or July 8th. And this has emboldened anybody that believes that way, that they think they're supposed to do, you know, the jihad and do all the things that are evil. And we know the ideas and that kind of thing, where it comes from. It comes from hell. Satan is the one who wants to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus came to save. And when he came, he didn't come to bring judgment. He could have. I mean, everybody deserved it. They're sinful. But he wanted all people to be able to come back to their Father, come back to their God and Creator, what He intended for us. And He's made it. He's made the way, what Christ has done, who He is. And He's the only way. And the people need to know that. That's the biggest thing of anything here. We heard it yesterday. We went with pick up some people were selling a couple of rockers from some of the people that we help at Meals on Wheels, and they can't rock no more in the rocker. So they were sharing, and they were sharing about how good of a person they were and been in church all these years. I asked them, "Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus?" And they sort of stopped. Because a lot of people have been caught up in religion and the ways, and they have to know Jesus personally. That's the only answer. Everything else is like, it's worthless what the Lord said. What matters is your relationship with the Lord personally. Whatever label's on that building, it doesn't matter. It's what's in your heart, what matters. That's what it comes down to. People need to understand that. It is one-on-one with your Savior and your God. That's the important thing. And I pray that people understand that anybody listening that comes to the Lord's hour, that's the most important thing. It's a relationship with the Son of God and your Savior, that you have faith alone in Him and born again by His Spirit. He makes you who you are. He's the one who saves you. None of us are capable. How in the world does anybody think we're capable in this corruptible flesh to save ourselves or so-called keep ourselves saved? What God does is complete and He's eternal, and people need to know that and to have peace and not fear. But that kind of stuff will bring fear. But what God does is eternal, permanent. When He does it, it's done right, and it's complete. Well, anyway, praise God. So there is like a many out there that's been caught up in churches and everything, Lord have mercy, caught up in religion and ideas of men. You know, every one of them was made by men. Not God. Only faith in Jesus, led by the Holy Spirit. Whatever, like I said, whatever building or label you go to, all the places are set up by men. But the true ones are being led by the Holy Spirit and lift up the name of Jesus. If you're going to a place that does not do that, it's best to leave and find a place that is sharing the truth of the Word of God and the Gospel and led by the Holy Spirit. That's what's important in the time we're living. And thank God this is a place that you come, and that will be what you'll hear. It will be for me for sure. It'll be led by the Holy Spirit, and it will be the Word of God. And it'll be a place that's going to be teaching us. It's going to be encouraging us. That's for sure. All right, sis, what do you got? I had a dream in 1982, 8 months when I got saved. 8 months after, I guess, when you got saved, I had a dream that I was sitting on a balcony. Suddenly, there was a soft whirlwind, and my clothes were changed and lifted up to heaven. I saw the golden palace and landed on a place where many people sitting at tables and chairs, I'd say. I said, "Where's Jesus? I want to see Jesus." I woke up because I heard my voice talking, and that time I never heard the word rapture. Wow. Well, there you go. But as you was a new believer, I wouldn't, it could be the very clear that the Lord, that you didn't know about it, or it wasn't time for you to understand it, that you was a young believer. So He was probably teaching and guiding you. Myself, it was more led about looking at the end times and hearing a little bit about what the rapture was myself, but everybody's testimony is different, and that was the Lord showing that there will be a time you will be going be going home, and it looks like by it says that you'll be alive and remain when it happens. So praise God, that's exciting. Well, anyway, like I said, it's been a battle to get this message, because you'll see and understand, but it's very I'm just amazed by as what this message about in the song that this Jeanette has and how God puts it all together. It really is. So let's pray and get started. I don't know where the men are tonight, but we thank God for you godly women and by people by phone, and pray that others come. But we're here together, and the Lord's with us and guided by the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. We praise you tonight, Lord. We pray now that you are leading God us as we come together to worship and honor you, humble ourselves before you, and know that who you truly are, that you are the Son of God, that you are our Savior, and you are a soon glorious coming King. And we're very grateful, Lord. We pray now that you will watch over and protect us. Protect us from the enemy. Understand, we know who our real enemy is, Lord. It is not flesh and blood, but it is the spirits behind the ones that are lost and the ones that are deceived and the ones that are not born again believers. We pray, Lord, we pray for their souls. We pray that they come to Jesus. But we pray against all the kind of influence and any kind of evil lies and deception of any kind of direction against us in the name of Jesus. We pray by the authority of Jesus' name and by the power of his shed blood. We thank you, Lord, that we could come against the enemy in the power of the Holy Spirit and come in your name and know that you have won the victory at the cross and that we remind them it is finished. You have done it, Lord. Now is the place that we have to remind as they try to come against us and understand that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but now we wrestle. You've won the war, Lord. Now it's just like they're just trying to hang on. We honor, praise you, and thank you, Father. We thank you for this night. We thank you for watching over and protecting us and guiding us. Lord, I pray as we pray, I ask help for my wife, Brenda, and any other neighbors or anything with help, her daughter and with her vehicle. Lord, I pray you intervene and help them. It's torn, but I know I have to share the message, and it's so important in the times we live, and that, Lord, you'll send others, you'll send angels to help them. And Father, we thank you for the angels to watch over us. We pray you open the doorway. We open the connections to the ones who want to come and be part of this ministry tonight. We thank you for who is here. And, Lord, pray that you watch over the computers and the internet, Lord, and the connections by phone. And we give all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God. Let's get to it. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. The word for the song tonight, hallelujah, is Ephesians 6, verse 10. In conclusion, Paul says to us, wrapped up, here it is, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord, not ourselves, in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him. Union by our faith in Jesus and born again by the Holy Spirit, praise God, and in the power of his boundless might. Boundless, praise his name. And the other part, it'll be in the message tonight, but I want to share that part. You understand? You do not come against the defeated enemy. You do not come against your spiritual enemy by yourself. You come in the name of the Lord, just like many before us. Example of David against Goliath and others. Very clear by the word of God. So hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By his strength and power, understand that The battle belongs to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Focus on him. Hear what the words, the song is saying to us. Thank you, Jesus.
You see the battle. You see my victory. When I see the mountain, you see the mountain move. As I walk through the shadow, you love around me. There's nothing to fear now. I'm staying with you.
Amen.
So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. And fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Hallelujah. And if you are for me, who can be against me? Yeah. Amen. For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. When all I see are ashes, you see the beauty. Amen. God, all I see is a cross. God, you see the empty tomb. Hallelujah. Amen. When I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. And every fear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Hallelujah. Worship him. Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Oh, in my mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Amen. So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Put every fear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The battle belongs to the Lord. Not our battle. It's his battle. It's his battle in our lives, and that he is there to defend us. He gives us the mighty Holy Spirit. He gives authority of his name. His shed blood is a victory over the enemy and breaks the power of sin. He has his mighty angels watching over us. This has to run its place and course in the days we live, that everybody has to make a choice. Everybody. Like Adam and Eve to all of us now. This is why all this is still going on. It's a place that you have to choose between your God and Creator and this world and Satan. That's the way God has it. In a place that, do you really love me? Do you really believe me? Do you trust me? Or are you going to trust yourself and the fallen one? That's what the Lord was showing me. So, yeah, well, in the battle, in the war, Jesus is victorious. Now he wants to show us as we're in this life. And we're here to share the will and purpose of the Father for anybody that will listen, that you need salvation in life. God's salvation in life. That's why the enemy comes against us. He doesn't want people to hear it. But we don't stand against him ourselves. We come in the name of the Lord. Understand that you are a servant. You're a son and daughter of Almighty God. He has not given you a spirit of fear, but a love and power and a sound mind. Praise God. And that's what it really is. That's how powerful it is tremendously in the Lord. Glory to his name. All right, amen. Okay, sis. You want to come and share these other these other songs about war and victory in, against the enemy. Praise his name forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, sis. Thank amen. You, I'm excited and rejoicing this morning, and then hear everything. It's been something else this afternoon. And then
and
that came up.
Strong in the Lord.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen, sis. And
yes.
We're here, and God's made a way. I mean, there's been here some of the message I've been trying this week. I've lost internet, but praise God, it's going now. But I know the Lord's even greater than that. If he wants, you know, it to come forth, he can make it happen. Well, bless you, sister. You want to continue to worship and praise and hope everything's best for everybody else, you know, usually here. But God will make a way for them to be here or whatever's happened in their life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay.
Right,
no background here. Music. Just a cappella.
Amen, sis. Amen.
Fear not, for I am with you, fear not, for I am with you, fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. Fear not, for I am with you, fear not, for I am with you, fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. I have redeemed you, I have called you by name. Child, you are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be there. And through the flames, you'll not no way be drowned. You'll not no way be burned. For I am with you. Fear not. For I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, says the Lord. Fear not. For I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, says the Lord. I have redeemed you, I have called you by name. Child, you are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be there. And through the flame, you'll not no way be drowned. You'll not no way be burned. For I am with you. Fear not. For I am with you. Fear not. For I am with you, fear not. I am with you, says the Lord. Fear not. For I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, says the Lord. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Be bold. Be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. I am not afraid. I am not dismayed, because I'm walking in faith and victory. Come on and walk in faith and victory, for the Lord your God is with you. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord your God is with you. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord your God is with you. I am not afraid. I am not dismayed. Because I'm walking in faith and victory. Come on and walk in faith and victory. For the Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. I am not afraid, I am not dismayed, because I'm walking in faith and victory, for I walk in faith and victory, for the Lord your God is with you. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. We give triumph in the Lord. We will triumph like never before. For greater is he that makes me overcome. We will walk in the power of his might. We will shine forth his glorious light. For greater is he that makes me overcome. We will triumph in the Lord. We will triumph like never before. For greater is he that makes me overcome. We will walk in the power of his might. We will shine forth his glorious light. For greater is he that make me overcome. We will triumph in the Lord. We will triumph like never before. For greater is he that make me overcome. We will walk in the power of his might. We will shine forth his glorious light. For greater is he that makes me overcome. For greater is he that make me overcome. For greater is he that make me overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is coming.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Oh.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for sharing those powerful songs, and very grateful. And we'll get back with you at the end of the message. I'll probably try to cut this short because I don't know what we got to do with her truck, or try to get out there to help them. I'm sort of torn.
Yes, amen, brother. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, God provides, but. Somebody comes help her. She ain't called or anything, so hopefully everything's going good. All right. Well, thank you, sis.
That's great.
We'll get
back
to you.
Brother. Okay,
amen.
Brother.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bless you, sis. Thank you.
Bless you, too.
All right. Praise God. As we come together tonight, we'll give Sis Jeanette a chance to get back into the chat room so she can hear the message. Like I said, it's a very powerful message, understanding that who is our real enemies? Who are the real enemies? Not flesh and blood, but defeated ones, Satan and the hordes of hell. And that's who our real enemies are. It is spoken in the Word of God that they are defeated. Defeated foes, that Jesus is victorious. That they have been judged and condemned. But there is a place that this time has to run. The dispensation or God's way in time His ways are greater than ours, and we don't understand everything, but we know who we believe and trust in.
What's going on?
That's good.
Hey, ma'am. Go ahead, share.
You know, that thumping sound on her car.
Yep.
The Lord didn't allow her car to lose a wheel while she was driving. She was down to one nut.
Okay.
Lug nut.
Somebody loosened her wheels.
Yes.
That's what I said.
I told it to you. They robbed from Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
The man took one nut from the tires.
Yeah.
So she had at least three nuts on her
yeah.
car, and she made it all the way back to the house. No knocking, grinding sound at all.
Praise the Lord. That's awesome, baby.
And so anyway, so I just wanted to share.
Well, that's fine because your name's on this tonight. For some reason your name was on this message that you had stuff to share. And that God, we was praying. And that just, I'm glad. And you know, I thought because when I was, he was driving fine. I figured you would feel something if it was a loose, but maybe you
well,
did.
Well, anyway, I was telling her about the book that, well, I was cleaning up today and found the book of God's blessings. Have a
there's
lot
promises.
Of promises. There's like a million of them.
Yeah.
And I was telling her, I said, God told me about this to share with you. And I said, but I want to tell you right now that two blessings has just taken place. One is that your car is runnable and not broke. And the second is that you weren't on the road at a high speed when that last lug nut went off. She just made a turn when she only had one lug nut on there.
And did somebody came and helped y'all?
Yeah.
We prayed that.
And so.
Is it somebody, you think, or you think it was an angel?
Oh, no. We called for Bob, and he came.
Well, praise
God. He came and helped and everything.
I'm glad.
But anyway, I'm sorry to disrupt
y'all.
No,
you're fine. It's exciting.
I just wanted to give y'all because it was such a good.
We give all glory to our God.
Amen. Absolutely.
And that shows to her that he loves her.
That's what I told her. I know you can see this. I said, this is 100% God saying, I have plans for you, my dear.
All right. Thank you, buddy. We love you. Hi, everybody.
Hi, I'm sorry.
Tonight the ladies have only shown up, and it's been a battle here, but we're doing good. It's Sis Tawny and Sis Jeanette and somebody by phone.
Okay. I'm
going
to turn the heat.
Here, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Love y'all.
We love you
y'all
too, sweetie.
Have a blessed night.
Amen. Isn't that awesome, brothers and sisters? Our God is good. He's telling us and showing us. Isn't that amazing? That it is anything. We thought it was more something serious, been checking it out, helping her this week. And the Lord, you know, now we'll know. If I hear that again, we'll know. Lug nut. But I sense that we need to pray for protection against the enemy because I don't think, I know that Jessica knows she sense enough to put wheels on to tighten the lug nut. So, brothers and sisters, I would say somebody could be trying to loosen her wheels. We pray against the enemy, against that in the name of Jesus too, because if you remember that somebody cut two of her tires, so we're praying for protection by the authority of Jesus' name and by the power of his blood. But we thank God for the victory, and it shows Jessica she's not alone, and the Lord loves her, and the Lord loves us, and that he made a place where I'm able to hear to share this powerful message from him and that she's taken care of. Isn't that awesome? God is good. All the time, God is good. All right. So we understand that we have an adversary. We have an enemy that tries to come against us. But God is with us. God is on our side. The Word of God says, the battle is the Lord's. Let us get out of the way and let him be God. And our main part, as I go into this message, is to be prayer warriors. And how we are to pray. And that it is to pray against the enemy and pray for the people he's influencing. Man, you'll see what I'm talking about. So, praise God. Now we can move on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love for our Heavenly Father, our glorious Savior, and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is with us forever as sons and daughters of God. That's something to get excited about and know the truth of salvation and life through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, and all listening tonight and in the archives, if God permits the time, I was sort of torn, but the Holy Spirit directed me to what is very important for us as the body of Christ and the true church. Amen? We are in the battle, or sometimes called wrestling match, in the Word of God. And by what it says, what Christ has done and who he is, I would call it more of a wrestling match now, because he's won the battle. The greatest victory is the way that he has brought salvation and life, and that we were condemned and dead and going to hell. And he has won that. He is victorious at the cross and the grave. So it is like a wrestling match in the Word of God. And the other thing you've got to know, that who we go up against? Oh, we don't mainly go against pipsqueak or little demons or whatever. You usually go up against principalities and powers of the air, the hierarchy of hell. You'll see, as we see in the Word. Praise his name. Glory to God. Let's move on. We are in a battle, or sometimes calling wrestling match, in the Word of God. This tells us this will be close contact. Oh, it really is, isn't it? Or hand-to-hand contact. Or your mind. Battlefields of mind, I mean, sometimes too. But not a battle in the flesh or blood, but a spiritual battle. Amen? After we went through the New Testament as a daily study of the Word of God that the Lord Jesus wanted for each of us for such a time as this at my YouTube channel to help us grow and mature in such a dark and deceptive time we live, not to be deceived, as the Lord Jesus said, would be the number one. All right, pages, let go. The number one and the most important sign for these days, these last days in judgment, is coming. Amen? So as going through the book of Psalms, the Holy Spirit has showed me, when you see anything about enemies that King David faced or the children of Israel faced, first and foremost of all, our real enemies, and the ones we truly face, are spiritual enemies in high places. Spiritual enemies in high places. The other part of this, that people and nations are not our real enemy. But who is leading them and guiding them? So we are to learn to pray against the fallen one and his evil agenda and way, but always pray for those who are doing these evil things, that they are slaves to this evil, wicked things of sin, that the very nature of Satan influenced and controlled all lost and sinful people. We need to pray for salvation and freedom from him and come to Jesus. Amen? Let's look. 2 Corinthians 4:3, but even if our gospel is in some sense hidden behind a veil, you think God puts a veil there? Listen, it is hidden only to those who are what? Perishing. Among them, the God of this world. Do you see what the Word says? The Holy Spirit says, you can't stand up against Satan in your own self, or any kind of weapon of man, sword, gun, tank, nuclear weapon? No. He's spiritual. Satan has blinded the minds of the unbelieving to prevent them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel, of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So the lost, the sinful, the unbelieving are in captivity. So Satan, the only way for them to be saved, set free, and have eternal life is through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember, everyone, even us who are born again believers, we're all sinners, lost. Even the enemy of God. Let's look. Romans 5, 8 through 11. But God clearly shows and proves his own love for us. This is amazing. When you really start seeing it, but God, and only he, how kind and great love he has. By the fact, while we were still sinners, Christ died. For all of us. For us. Each one of us now that's living and breathing, that's what matters right now. He's done it for everybody, but he did it for us too. Therefore, since we have now been justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, by what? His blood, his glorious blood, perfect, precious, innocent blood, the only way for the remission of sin. How much more certain is it that we will be saved from the wrath of God through him. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't listen to anybody telling you going into the tribulation. That's when God's pouring out his wrath and judgment. We just read the truth of God's word. We will be saved from the wrath of God through him. Glory to his name. For while we were what? Enemies. Oh, you don't want to be the enemy of God. You don't want to be left as the enemy of God. We were enemies. For while we were enemies, how does it change so quickly? Look what the Holy Spirit tells Paul to write. For while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Oh, hallelujah. Get a hold of that truth and hold on to it. Hallelujah. It is much more certain, having been reconciled, that we will be saved from the consequences of sin by his life. That is, we will be saved because Christ lives today. Now that's the rest of it, is what Christ did at the cross. What he did in the grave is mighty and great too, because that's the consequences of sin, which is death, and not just physical death, but eternal death, second death it's called. Nothing coming back from that. Only in Christ be resurrected and glorified. And the reason is because he was victorious over sin, death, and hell forever. And all who believe and trust him, that'll happen for you too. Because you are a new creation. You're alive in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. This is a exciting, rejoicing in what the Lord is showing and revealing to us. It's so powerful. Because from the consequences of sin, you're saved from the consequences of sin by his life. That is, we were saved because Christ lives today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 11. Not only that, oh, we go further. Not only that. This is so powerful, this chapter, Romans 5. And I mean, so many in Romans. Romans 8 is tremendous, too. I mean, why have we been listening to men so much? Why have we been listening to their watered-down commentaries, their so-called darkened and foolish wisdom? Man, we'd all be so much better if we would just listen to the Word of God and be led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Not only that, but we also rejoice in God, rejoicing in his love. Oh, hallelujah. And perfection, his love, and then you're given his perfection as born again by the Holy Spirit who is perfect and holy. And he makes you that way by your faith in Jesus, who he is and what he has done. By shedding his blood, and 3 days later, dying and rising again. Oh, hallelujah. Understand who you are in Christ. Praise his name. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, how do you know God's love, God the Father, The only way you truly know God's love is through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way. It's not man's way. It's not by religion. It's not by work. It's not by even earning it or deserving it. It's who he is and what he has done. Every other religion and every other way will demand you to do something. But in Jesus, the only way to salvation and life that God the Father says, the Word of God says, it is finished. He's covered it all from the cross to the grave. Glory, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Rejoicing in the Lord Jesus, through whom we have now received and enjoy our reconciliation with God. We're no more enemies of God, but we are reconciled and redeemed, and he gives us his very life by the Holy Spirit, and you become part of the family. I mean, it'd be great just to be a slave, but he don't leave us there because his love is so great. I saw one lady said, I'd be so grateful if I get into heaven and just have a tent to live in, to be close to the Lord. But that's not where you'll be. You are joint heirs with Christ. Joint heirs with Christ. And you will receive whatever inheritance, and the greatest part of that inheritance is eternal life and not eternal death. Out of everything else that God's going to give, and whatever, for sure, it's going to be awesome and beyond any of our ideas and things, but the greatest part of the inheritance is eternal life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This truth tells us that we were sinners, that we were enemies of God. Why were we? Why was all of God's children, why were all of God's children were? Because at the very start, God told the first created man and woman, Adam and Eve, if you disobey me and what I tell you, then you will surely die physically and spiritually. Talking about the tree of life. Did they know what was going to come? Did they know that they were going to be tested? Well, everybody had to. Everybody that's been down here in this earth, even Jesus himself had to go forth and face it. So when they believed and trusted themselves in the fallen one, that this opened the door to all of us to become like him, Satan. Here, the Word of God tells us the truth. This is truth. We became sinners and enemies of God. But praise God, by who Jesus Christ is, the Son of God, and what he has done at the cross and grave, we who believe and trust and embrace him for salvation and eternal life, by faith, we are not sinners or the enemies of God anymore. That is how our Heavenly Father sees you now in Christ. Praise his name. So now we know that many others right now need Jesus Christ as their personal Savior too. Understand, we are to know and see people as God does. He tells us how we are to treat people who put you down, mock you, make fun of you, or who abandon you, family or friends. Those who are mean to you or persecute you, even could kill us. Only physical. Oh, they can't touch your spirit. It's alive forever. Hallelujah. All right. Let's see what sis, the Lord has shown sis to share. 1 Peter 3:18 through 22. Glory to the Lord. For indeed, Christ died for our sins once for, that's very clear, the just and the righteous, for the unjust and unrighteous. That probably blows people away, especially if they don't know it by the Spirit. How can this be? How can this be? But his love is so great. It's greater than the fall of man. The innocent for the guilty, so that he brings us to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which he also went and preached to the spirit now in prison, who were once disobedient. When the great patience of God was waiting in the days of Noah. I mean, everybody before the cross, Jesus shared the gospel. Everybody will have, they will hear this somewhere in your life. And it looked like them, praise God, even after their death. When the truth came and what Jesus did, he had to take care of all the people before. I would say the ones in paradise and the one in the place called Sheol, the place of the dead, they all would have a chance to hear. During the building of the ark, in which a few, that is 8 persons, Noah's family, were brought safely through the water, corresponding to the rescue through the flood. Baptizing, which is an expression of a believer's new life in Christ. An expression, not part of the situation, to be saved, born again. It's an expression of what's really happened in you. Some people get that caught up in that too. Saves you, not by removing dirt from the body, but by an appeal to God for good, clear conscience, demonstrating what you believe to be yours through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, that is the place of honor and authority, and with all angels and authorities and powers made by subservient to him, made subservient to him. I mean that we are servants of him, bond servants, and we bow before him, for he deserves all glory and praise. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, that the Savior, Christ, in the Spirit goes and shares the gospel with these people, the resurrected and glorified Lord, and to share it. You know, you think about it, it's almost like the parable that the Lord, did he share the truth, or was it only for the ones in paradise? But it says here the ones that were on, you know, it said the just and righteous for the unrighteous, so that would be the ones that, you know, have been rejected and the flood came, because that's the kind of love God has. He doesn't want anybody in the place called hell. Jesus said himself, hell was made for the devil and the fallen angel, not for his created children. And that the Lord is long-suffering, and we've seen it over thousands, and over at least 2,000 years, and that none would perish but come to repentance, really come to their godly senses, that I need to go God's way and not my own way, or definitely not the world's way, and definitely not the fallen one's way that leads to death and hell and the grave forever. Oh, that's a great word, sis. Thank you. Praise God. As the Spirit is moving, let us hear what he's saying. Lord, do help us see people as you, that they need Jesus. And Lord, that we understand, even by their nature and how they act, how much they do need you. He tells us how we are to treat people who put you, I say that, amen. So let's look. Here we are. To mean and persecute you, even kill could kill us. Let's look. Matthew 5, 43 through 48. This is what the Lord said. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor, fellow man, one who treats you good, pat you on the back, shake your hand, maybe hug you, might help you out, those kind of things, and hate your enemy. Well, God has something different and better. It's his will and purpose, and it's his kind of love, poured out by the Holy Spirit in us. Understand it in the same chapter, Romans 5. Continually pours out abundantly his love for others and his love for us. But I say to you, this is what he's saying, but I say to you, love, that is, selfishly seek the best and the higher good for your enemy, and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may show yourselves to be the children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun shine on those who are evil and those that are good. and makes the rain to fall on the righteous and those who are morally upright, and the unrighteous, the unrepentant, oppose him. For if you love only those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do that? I don't know about that, but they probably do. And if you greet only your brothers, wishing them God's blessing and peace, what more than others are you doing? Do not even the Gentiles who do not know the Lord do that? You, therefore, will be perfect, growing into spiritual maturity, both in mind and character, actively integrating godly values into your life, your daily life, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Those people must have been blown away. They weren't hearing this from the religious people and the leaders. They were pretty well just put out, or you don't have no place there. You're not good enough, or you do this and you do that. We are greater and better than you. That's not God's love. That's man's nature, very nature of pride and arrogance. Whatever it is to have authority and power and abuse it. That's what we're seeing. But as he's saying this, as he says at the end here about us, about have good and bad, that your daily life is your Heavenly Father, do you think any of us can do that in ourselves? No way. No way. We have to become a new creation. We have to become like Christ. He makes us who we are. And we'll be totally, totally made. And we won't deal with this old flesh and the old nature that we've had. Victorious over it in Christ. Understand that. And I believe we're all growing and maturing and being in a place that we understand and when it comes how to take every thought captive that's not of God and say, you take it, Lord Jesus, and put it under the blood. You have put it under the blood. You have put it under the blood. Praise God. So, very clear. What Jesus was telling them, it was not possible in themselves. They had to have the Savior. They had to have their Messiah. Hallelujah. What Jesus tells us that this unselfish, that is unselfishly seek the best and higher good for your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. You know why? Because they're in captivity, brothers and sisters. They're in a place we were until we were set free. Until we come to the place and that we would pray they would come to the end of themselves and understand there's no other answer. There is no other way. There is no life. There is no peace. There is no hope without Jesus Christ. That it would make people fall to their knees and cry out humbly to Jesus, I need you. This world ain't working. My life's a mess. Because, brothers and sisters, remember, Jesus came to set the captives free. Who are the captives to? To Satan. In his nature. Understand that. A lot of people, you know, they always just say sin. Well, you've got to understand where that nature and character came from and how a spiritual thing and how serious, eternal thing this is. And only God can deal with it. And he will. And he will deal it eternally. That's how serious all this is. A lot of people take it lightly. It's no time to be taking it lightly in the morning. We're only one breath away from eternity, and you've got all kinds of people doing crazy things with biological weapons, nuclear weapons, or you know, regular weapons, or people acting crazy and mean and everything on the streets and everything. You better, you know, you have to be right and ready for the Lord. And all these things point to the Lord's coming. You do not want to be left behind. No way. This world ain't seen nothing yet. Jesus himself said, the time that's coming is going to be the worst time this world, the most terrible time this world's ever seen. And then we're not appointed to that. All who believe and trust Jesus and born again. I believe the Lord. I believe his word. And I believe he's coming for us. But we need to understand who the enemy is. And we can't stand up to him ourselves. As a young believer, I had zeal. I was excited. I was at a church, and they tried to get me to be an intercessor. Brothers, sisters, I wasn't prepared. I didn't know my enemy. And we went up against the enemies of, you know, one of his stores. They would, you know, they would share, oh, you know, the New Age and black magic and all these different things. We prayed against them. We did a Jericho march and praise God. About a week later, that store closed. But I can tell you this. The enemy didn't like it. And he came after me like a freight train. And I didn't know anything to do but to hide in my room and cry out to Jesus and look to the Word. It's real. There is real. I remember another time and the Lord showed me and taught me. And that I knew how to stand. And that he had no place around me or in my house. And then another place as a believer that I was, seemed like I was, you know, being grumpy and edgy and everything, and even treating, you know, at that time my girlfriend bad and the people at church and, you know, yell at them and stuff. And we was having a skating party, and I left from there, and I said, Lord, this ain't me. I mean, I don't get this. I don't understand what's going on. And the Lord said, you're being oppressed. The things you said are the doors you've opened. You've been oppressed. He said, I want to show you something. Roll down your window. And brothers, sisters, it wasn't summer. It was cold. It was cold outside. Roll down your window and pray in my name and tell the devil to leave in Jesus' name. And I said, okay, Lord. And I did, brothers, sisters, and I felt something go by my head out the window. Now, you cannot be possessed, but they can come down and be, you can be oppressed or asked, as Apostle Paul called it, a thorn in the flesh. From who? The devil. Because we got to remember, you know, God's way is not our ways, but he is God, and he is the God of the devil. He's the God of the demons. And they have to obey him, and sometimes the Lord uses them to get us to a place to know who he really is and what he's able to do against them, and that you have the victory. But it's real, and you better be ready and prepared and know the truth of the word and the power of his authority and the other things, praise God, is know about the Holy Spirit in your life. But sometimes we have to learn lessons and go through things. And, you know, like as a young believer, you know, what baggage do we bring? What baggage do we bring as a believer? And people try to make it so, oh, you had those kind of things. You're not saved or weren't saved. But no. I mean, if you really believe in the Lord and call upon his name, you are. And it don't have anything to do with salvation. It's growing and maturing as believers. It's in the Word. We saw it clearly. We saw examples of it, like sons of the Pharisee or something, and they tried to go up against the devil and said, we come against you in the name that Paul talked about. And what did the devil say? Oh, we know Jesus. We know the Lord Jesus. Isn't that interesting, right, when I'm sharing this, it goes dark, right? We know the Lord Jesus. And we know Paul, but who are you? And they ran over them and beat them and stripped them, and they went running. I imagine they went, before it was over, went to Paul and said, oh, please help us. But anyway, that's just a couple of testimonies of what I've gone through, okay? And it's real, but we've all, I'm sure, faced different things, and we have grown and matured. And we've got to learn and understand our enemy and know that people that are under his control and power, there's times when they try to bring spell and things against us. And we have to pray and the Lord intervene and break that kind of spell or trying to bring a curse against us. And by the power of Jesus' name and the blood, they can't come against us. And you'll see later in this message, we have the full armor of God on. But we have to know it and believe it for sure. And we have tests and we have trials. Anyway, praise God. What did we read and study earlier? While we were sinners and enemies of God, the Son of God, Jesus, died for us to save us from our sin and sin nature and the simple one we were captive to, Satan. All of God's created children need the Savior, Jesus Christ, so they can be forgiven, saved, and set free from the evil one and come to our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Remember, we are to learn and know what our Savior did. When he was on that cross, he prayed for all involved in his crucifixion. Father, forgive them because they do not know what they do. Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do. Remember Stephen, as he was being stoned to death for standing for the truth of the gospel and his Savior and Messiah, Jesus Christ. He prayed, Father, forgive them. Why did they do this? He prayed, Father, forgive them. Why did they do this? Because they both knew about the nature of fallen man, and they needed help to be set free and from the nature and character of hell, which is sin. They needed to be reconciled and not enemies of God no more. What God the Father wants for all of his created children is to become righteous and not enemies anymore. Amen? Of course, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, did fulfill all that was required of his Father to make this possible. Praise God. But he knew, too, the kind of nature that we all have. That we all have. The nature of the fallen one, Satan. And they needed to be saved from this and freed from this. And this happened. So now, who is your true enemy? Satan and the hordes of hell. The ones that sinners are controlled and influenced by. Amen? So now, do you know and see we are to pray against and rebuke the ways and the works and the agenda of hell and pray for all the people who act like him because they could have his nature still and need Jesus Christ to be saved and set free from him, Satan, and the sinful nature. Examples we see daily in this lost world, from government to religious ways and leaders. Remember those who are not born-again believers. They are under the power and the authority of God's enemy and ours. Amen? Be careful and know this, things of this world, from the government to religion and press, are of this lost world system and speak like the fathers of lies, Satan. We see it and know it and is not to be trusted. Even listen to them anymore. Amen? Shalom there, sis Relius. Welcome. Welcome, sis. Bless you. It seems like it's a night for godly women. Praise God. Thank God for godly women. So now we know we do not fight with flesh and blood or even wrestle with them. Our true enemy, the Word of God tells us about and know, is spiritual. The other part of this is what kind of weapons should we be using or have? Let's look. Thank you, Jesus. Here's the truth. Ephesians 6, 10 through 16. Now, verse 10 gives you the key about the rest of it, okay? In conclusion, this is what he's saying. Paul's saying, in conclusion, the last part of Ephesians. He's trying to make this very important. What's the most important thing? In conclusion, y'all need to know this. This is what you're facing. But you don't face it alone. That's the good news. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him. How are you empowered? By the power, the nature, the character, and life of God, the mighty Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And in the power of his boundless might, glory to God, all the might of God, he is powerful. And then verse 11, put on the full armor of God. For his precepts, are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and deceit of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's not. That's a tough one, I know. But we are to live by faith, not sight. That's where the enemy wants you to keep your eyes on the one that you see. But the ones you see are the created children of God that need Jesus. That need Jesus. So that they may be able to successfully stand against the schemes and the strategy, the deceit of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents. But against who? This mere evil spirits and demons? No, listen to the word. But against the ruler, the power, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly supernatural places. Why would the Lord want us to face a hierarchy of hell? Because he wants to show him how powerful he is. That he can change people that were enemies and sinful and lost and dying and going to hell and turn them in to sons and daughters of God that could stand up to the hierarchy and the ruler of this world and his name. That's why. Understand what the Lord thinks about you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it's in him, not ourselves. Like it said, you try it yourself, you get run over by a freight train. Therefore, and he says it again, therefore, put on the complete armor of God. The first part, he says, put on the full armor of God. So we know about the full armor of God. Now we are told the complete armor of God. Don't miss a part of it. So that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil danger, the evil day of danger. You think we're there? I do. And having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious. And we are in Christ. So stand firm and hold your ground. Having tightened the wide belt of truth, personal integrity, and moral courage around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, an upright heart. Only Christ can make your heart upright. And having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed stability and the readiness produced by the good news. What is the good news? The gospel. Above all, lift up the shield. Lift up the protective shield of faith. How important is faith? Which we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And why is that? Because Christ, believing in him, trusting, having faith, know he's given us a mighty Holy Spirit in our lives. The devil can't stand up to anything about the Holy Spirit. And take the helmet of salvation, having the mind of Christ. And hallelujah, how important is God's word and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. What did Jesus, when he was tempted as a man filled with the Holy Spirit, come up against the devil with? The word of God. The truth. As he spoke lies to him, Jesus, and tried to deceive him and mislead him, even when he was very weak in his flesh, by the fasting he did, but he was strong in the spirit. He told him clearly by the word of God. That's what we need to know and understand too. Look to Jesus, our example, our perfect example. In conclusion, about our real enemy is this. Our real enemy is this. Number one, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him. Be empowered through your union with him. Amen. In the power of his boundless might. Amen. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only in physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the power, against the world forces of this present age, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places, supernatural places. So by the word of truth, we truly know and see who our real enemy is and how we are to stand up to them. Amen? Number four, therefore, put on the complete, the full armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand. And we see later Peter says, if you resist and stand against the enemy, he will flee from you. Not because of you or me, but because who's in us and who is for us? The Lord Jesus Christ, the one who defeated Satan. Amen? Hallelujah. It's like a place you've got to remind him of his place. Thank you, Lord. We have our place with God, but he has his place too. And he's telling us to stand and look to him and know that he is with us. The battle is the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. To stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious. Amen. Would you say, brothers and sisters, we're living in an evil, fallen world and day? Yes, we do. But we as believers are still supposed to stand for truth and righteousness as long as we are still here. Amen? And number five, so stand firm and hold your ground, having tightened the wide band of truth and personal integrity, moral courage around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, upright heart, and having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation and the readiness produced and good news. Above all, lift up the protective shield of faith, which you have. You can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. And Paul brought this like he was showing like the Roman soldiers in the battle and the kind of things they would do so people would understand. But this is in the spiritual realm, brothers and sisters. Do you see and know where our real weapons come from? God has made us and given to us is the only way to stand against our enemy Satan. Amen? No weapons of man, not things of the flesh, but by our mighty God. Let's look. Isaiah 54, verse 17, and a lot of other scriptures, need to see the whole message, see the whole scripture, not just the start of it. And this is what the Word of God says, and this is for you and me. Let's understand it, know it, and believe it. No weapon, I don't care what's coming at you, no weapon that is formed against you will succeed. And every tongue that rises against you and judges you will condemn. The Lord will condemn. This peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Hallelujah. And there is vindication from me, says the Lord. Not us. Not us to take vengeance. It is his. You're his child. He loves you. He'll watch over you and protect you. I have shared many times when people try to wrong us, how God intervened. And it's humbling. And understand it's a dangerous thing to mess with God's child. I've shared them here before. Hallelujah. And I know, and I'm sure many of you in your places in life that God's intervened in you too. Hallelujah. This is how you stand up to Satan and those controlled by him. With the truth of God's word, no greater weapon than this. Remember, not how the world does it. Not by what you see in this world, but by faith. And his word is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. I can tell you one lady, she had a jewelry shop in, where was it? What's the name of that town? Wasn't Plano. It's another one that just came up in Dallas. And a man came in her store, pointed a gun, and said he wants the money and the jewels. Did that woman pick up a weapon and fire at him or put it to him? No. She said, and she said this on the news, in the name of Jesus, devil, leave my store. That guy was overwhelmed. He was shaken, and he put his gun away and ran away because she stood up to somebody that was controlled by the devil and told him to get out. This is God's place. You have no right here. And it was done. I've heard other things too where people have tried against God's anointed, even firing, and the bullets missed them. God is able, brothers and sisters. A lot of times we have been so caught up in the ways of men, we have forgotten who our God is. But he's showing us clearly now. And you can see clearly. Jesus said, do not fear those that can kill the body, but the only one that can damn the soul. He has the right and authority. I mean, the apostles, you know, all of them, except as far as we know, John, they all died. Usually pretty rough death, just like Christ did. But until that time, until their time was over, they couldn't. Nobody could touch them to the place of death. I know Paul, Apostle Paul, faced it many times. Threw him off a cliff, beating, stoning. He'd get back up. And then he knew, and he had peace when it came time when the Lord was going to take him home, and he was beheaded in Rome, standing for Christ and at peace. The same for us. But even greater, brothers and sisters, many things we face. I told you other stories about where I have faced death in my life and God intervened. My wife, tremendous crashes, and she survived. And that in the times we live in, that God has raised up for such a time as this, and he keeps giving dreams to people about him coming for his church and bride. That most of us will be alive when Jesus comes. That we might not even have to face physical death. That's absolutely, you think about, absolutely amazing. I would say somewhere, and it has been this way, but I sense as I talk to others how people in their lives have been praying for us or praying for us when we were children. I know my aunt and others were praying for me. They told me. And they said that someday, when I was acting like, you know, idiot and doing crazy things, that we've been praying for you. And God said he's going to use you. And I've heard the Lord said that, I will see him. So, brothers and sisters, we put all that in God's hand, but we are in that place. And we could. We could very well. So know the Lord is truly who he is. And that what he, the kind of things he wants us to know. This is how we just stand up to Satan and those controlled by him. With the truth of God's word, no greater weapon than this. There was also an incident that happened when an intruder broke into a house of a senior citizen, and she immediately prayed in the spirit, and the intruder got scared and ran off. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the way. Amen. Amen, sis. Thank you. That's true. That's what we need to do. I prayed and watched storms go in other directions, tornadoes dissipate. Even when this house was being, you know, this land was being set up, and the house just out there, before I even got here, I prayed. And I watched the storm that was coming toward our house in Dublin turn direction and then become weak. Remember, not by sight. Not by sight, but by faith. Not what you see, but know who your God is. And know him. And know what his word says. In the days we live, in these dangerous times, we need that. We need to know that, right? Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for sharing, sis. Now, as we see all this, what is the Lord Jesus calling us to do for such a time as this? The biggest thing. Let's look. This is how Paul finishes up about this part of spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6, verse 18. With all prayer and petition prayer, with specific requests, at all times, have an attitude of prayer. On every occasion, in every season, in the spirit. And with this in view, stay alert, and with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people. Now, brothers and sisters, I know that that is talking about mainly the body of Christ, but I think it's about all of God's created children, that we had others praying for us when we were not right with God. That we need to pray for our loved ones, that we see them not living for God or believing and trusting him, especially in the times we live. We don't want anybody left behind. We surely don't want anybody to go to hell. Amen? But that's between them and God and their heart. But we sure can pray. And understand, we're not alone in that either. Who else is praying? Romans 8 says, the Holy Spirit prays without words we can understand. He's right here in us. And then who else? Our Savior, Jesus, our great high priest forever, intercessor before the Father. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, oh, it's awesome. There's times that, you know, we almost can't say the words and just cry out. He knows our heart. He's just teaching us and guiding us and growing and maturing and seeing how we are supposed to truly understand and believe and trust him. These kind of things that come into our lives, it is to look out, I mean, look for him. It said, help me, Jesus. I can't face this. I sure can't face it alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Our main part of God's will and purpose for us, pray against the schemes and the way of the devil and pray for those he still influences and controls. I know there's some out there that seem like you don't want to, but we should try and pray for them. I know that many of them are saying that they are a reprobate and there's no hope but God. Pray for, remember who Paul was when God saved him, right? Pray for each other as we know and face the enemy every day, from temptation to all the people around us that are not saved and need to be. Amen? Remember the one main truth. Here, remember this one main truth. Satan is our enemy. And those still in captivity to him need to be saved and set free and come to Jesus for salvation and eternal life. And that could be from anything to addiction, that I would say even religion. I believe there's a spirit behind that too, because Paul himself said people who share doctrines of demons. And it's going to be everything but the truth. Oh, it could be near the truth, or it could be things that I have heard. Oh, you're saved, but, oh, you've got to keep yourself saved. Oh, you lost your salvation when you did that. Are you kidding me? Who do they think God is? They need to get a new view of God, how powerful and wonderful he is, and what he has done. Amen, sis. We'll pray for him. What is your husband's name again? I'm trying to remember. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, sis. I thought it was a Daniel. Okay. All right. All right, sis. We'll pray right now. Father, as we're talking about, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that we have been called to trust and believe in you. Father, now I pray in the name of Jesus that you would bring healing to Sis Jeanette's husband, David, that he would understand, Dave, that he would understand that it's you who has touched him, and that he needs you so much. Father, I would pray you would heal him because of your mercy and love in Jesus' mighty name. We believe in that you will intervene, Lord, like you lifted up many others. And I pray that you would give him the faith to believe and trust you, and that you would take away the severe pain and give him direction and wisdom and to understand who you are, and you need him so much. Lord, we believe. You have given us faith and boldness to believe. And you have called us at this time and said, trust me. But we're calling on you, Lord. It seems like most of the time men do not have the answers. It's almost just like a Band-Aid. But you are the healer. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, that you will bring healing upon him and whatever else is going on in his life, that he will call out and trust you. We thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, intervene, I pray. Hallelujah, sis. We'll give it to the Lord. All right. Well, a big introduction, right? But we need it because it is very important about how to battle and pray for others. Our main part is pray. Trust in the Lord for such a time as this. Amen. You're welcome, sis. I truly believe. I've seen it. I see the testimonies and know that the Lord can. And we'll pray that he intervenes and that he would. And I've learned that, you know, it's very important that, you know, the people that we pray for, that God would give them faith and that they would believe and know who he is and what he's able to do. Because that was every time that anybody was prayed for, they had to show that. Amen. Amen. And we pray for, you know, others and everybody else what you're going through. It is very important about how to do battle and pray for others. Our main part is to pray and trust the Lord in such a time as this. Definition for enemy. An adversary or opponent. An adversary. It is talked about the devil is our adversary, right? This is our true enemy. This is who our true enemy is, and the enemy of all of God's created children, and wants as many as he can deceive and lie to so he can steal, kill, and destroy them. Amen? Now, by the word of God, who is our true enemies are. Amen? Exodus 23, verse 22. But if you indeed listen to and truly obey his voice and do everything that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I an adversary to your adversary. Do you really think that the Israelites' enemy was other nations like Egypt or even Pharaoh? No. Their real enemies were the hordes of hell, who led and guided these wicked, evil, wicked pagan nations who worship false gods or even demigods to them. Amen? The other part of this is knowing who is on your side or with you. God saying, I will be an enemy to your enemy and an adversary to your adversaries of hell. Amen? Remember, if God is for us, and he really is, even for such a time as this, who is against us? Amen? Hallelujah. Exodus 23, verse 27. I will send my terror ahead of you, and I will throw in confusion all the people among whom you come. And I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you in flight. Oh, when God shows up, oh, the enemy is scattered. Amen. I mean, they're going to run like roaches. Oh, these people think they're so powerful and what they're doing that they're not going to answer for. Oh, God have mercy. I pray they come to Jesus. Oh, Lord have mercy. Glory to God. This is what he did for all the Israelites, and he will surely do this for us too. Truthfully, he has. Let's look. John 16, verse 11, about judgment, the certainty of it, because the ruler of this world, Satan, has been judged and condemned. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. John 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace, because that's what God gives. In the world, you will have trials and distress and suffering, but be courageous, confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished. My victory abiding. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We know and serve a victorious Savior and King. He is victorious, and he has defeated Satan and broken his power our part mainly in prayer is to remind him. Amen? Oh, this is going to be good. This is one of the numbers that God's been showing us. I mean a lot, too. Psalm 3, verse 7. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God. It seems like many of David's songs are prayers, too. I think many songs are prayers. Arise, my Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Oh, I tell you don't mess with God's people. Very dangerous thing to do. Whose battle is it really, brothers and sisters, for us? It is our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Psalm 7, verse 6. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me. You have commanded judgment and vindication. He is the only one who can do this. Jesus Christ has defeated the foe and broke his hold and power of sin over us. We cannot in any way stand up to Satan in our own foolish flesh and self-righteous ways. He will just laugh at us and run over us. What he knows and understands is the power and the victory of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and that is the name we are to proclaim against him. To look to our Savior and his example by standing up to him with his mighty word of truth. Because his word, oh glory to God, his word of truth will always be victorious over the lies of Satan. Because God's word is just and final. Amen, hallelujah. Psalm 68, 1 through 2. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him, and they will. Oh, they will. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked and guilty perish before the presence of God. Praise the Lord. I pray that it's mainly talking about our spiritual enemies. I pray the ones who would come to Jesus that are enemies of God because of their sin. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and be joyful. Psalm 18, verse 3. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Who are we to call upon? Ourselves, the government, or even the religious crowd? Not always. Excuse me, I don't know why I put that not. It's no. I put no. No. Always call upon the Lord Jesus and his word of truth. The greatest weapons we have and the authority by him to use it by faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's right, sis. Psalm 22, 11 through 13. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no help to help. Many enemies like bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They open wide their mouths against me like ravens and roaring lions. This is an example and truth about our real enemies. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is not talking about people here. He's talking about and prophesying about the hordes of hell coming against him. Amen? Now remember what he said and what he was asking the Father to do when he was on the cross. Forgive them, the ones who are doing this. Because they do not know what they are doing. Because they were blinded by the evil, wicked ruler of this world, Satan. Amen? A clear picture in contrast who the enemy we pray against, and God's created children we are to pray for. Amen? Isaiah 29, verse 5. But the multitude of your enemies that assault you will become like fine dust, and the multitude of the tyrants like chaff, which blows away. And it will happen in an instant, suddenly, that your enemy will be destroyed. I mean, it's going to be all gone. Everything in the simple world is going to be destroyed. God's making a new heaven and earth. He don't want anything left of it. Because that's how much God hates sin in the fallen one and the rebellious ones. So let me ask you something. Leaders or presidents or even common people, do you really want to fight the Almighty God or be his enemy? I really hope not. It will never turn out good. Amen? Isaiah 42, verse 13. The Lord will go forth like a warrior. Oh, hallelujah. The captain of hosts, the Lord Jesus. He will stir up his zeal like a man of war. Oh, yes. Praise his name. He will shout out. Yes, he will raise a war cry. He will prevail mightily against his enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Sounds like our King, the glorious one, Jesus Christ, when he comes to conquer all who reject him and join the enemy of God, Satan, a very eternal losing battle. Amen. Matthew 10, verse 36. And a man's enemies will be the members of his own household when one believes and another does not. This could happen, and I'm sure it's already happened to many of us. Do you really think your family and friends, the ones you supposedly love you, do this? It is the evil spirit from Satan that influenced them and controls them. We have to pray for them to be set free from him in Jesus' name, and they come to Jesus for salvation and eternal life. Amen? Matthew 17, verse 22. When they were gathering together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed and handed over to men who are his what? His enemies. The ones influenced by Christ's real enemy, Satan, and the hordes of hell. Amen? Who mainly betrayed him and handed over to? Well, we know Judas did when who came into him personally. Let's look. And now the festival of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was approaching. The chief priests and scribes were looking for a way to put him to death, for they were afraid of the people. They thought they'd just kill him and it'd be over with. They didn't know our Savior, who listened devoutly to his teaching and who respected his spiritual wisdom. You know what it came down to? They were jealous. Isn't that sad? They were absolutely prideful and jealous. Then Satan entered Judas, verse 3, the one called Iscariot, who was the one of the 12 disciples. And he went away with the chief priests and officers, how he might betray him and hand him over to them. They were delighted and agreed with him to give him money. So he consented and began looking for a good opportunity to betray Jesus to them. At a time when he was separated from the crowd because the people might riot or stop them from seizing him. Isn't that interesting? that the Lord went somewhere alone with his disciples, sort of setting it up, right? Well, the word of God has come to pass. So who was mainly part of this betrayal? Judas, priests and scribes. The religious people. Influenced and controlled by who? The enemy of God, Satan, entered Judas personally. So do you now know and see your real enemy? Not Judas. He was deceived and even possessed by Satan. The religious leaders, caught in their sin of pride, self-righteous, the self-righteous, not our real enemies either. But who is controlling them and pulling their strings? God's real enemy. And ours too, Satan, and the hordes of hell. Did you know later that many of the ones of the Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus? Later, when they finally heard the truth and the Spirit moved upon them too. Isn't that amazing? Luke 1, verse 71. Salvation from our enemy and from the hand of all who hates us. Oh, that'd be the devil and the hordes of hell. That's for sure. Yes, this is what our Savior, Jesus Christ, has done. He paid with his own shed blood the ransom required for us to be set free and saved. Who the Son of God sets free is free indeed from our enemy, Satan, and from the nature of sin, and from the evil, wicked world system. Amen. Oh, yes. One more. I almost forgot and sure shouldn't. Death. Eternal death. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 1, verse 74. To grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of what? Our enemies, might serve him with fear, which is a respect and honor, and being humble before him, and know what he's done, and where he's brought us from, and where we're at. Oh, I'm telling you, when you get the whole truth and the whole picture, you know what kind of mess we were in without Jesus. Yes, not under condemnation, and the fear of death and judgment that will come upon all of God's enemies. Amen. Philippians 3, 17 through 19. Brothers, sisters, together, follow my example. This is Paul, or the Holy Spirit inspired Paul saying this. Follow my example and observe those who live by the pattern we gave you. For there are many of whom I have often told you and now tell you, even with tears, who live as enemies of the cross of Christ, rejecting and opposing his way of salvation. And we still have many people doing this, whose faith is destruction, whose God is their belly, their worldly appetite, their sensuality, their vanity, and whose glory is their shame, whose focus their mind on earthly and temporal things. That's man's religion. That's man's way of fame and fortune and everything of the temporal world. We are to pray for all these too. These that live as enemies of the cross of Christ, rejecting and opposing his way of salvation. Remember, we all were there at one time. But pray for them to be able to see and hear the glorious gospel of Christ, which the enemy has blinded them to, where they can't hear. Pray against the real enemy, Satan, and the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, for these to come to Jesus before it's too late. Our part is to be prayer warriors and leave the rest in God's hands if they come to know him personally. Amen? So now, by the word of God, we know who is our real enemy. It is not any of God's created children, but the one who has them in captivity to their flesh and sin nature. Brothers and sisters, in the church of the living God, we are to pray against him and the hordes of hell who want to steal, kill, and destroy all of God's created children, your family, or even your friends. We are to pray, be prayer warrior for our brothers and sisters in Christ and all the lost who need Jesus as their Savior. Pray for all who live like our enemy. They will come to the Son of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, like we did. Amen? Pray for all the leaders and people influenced by Satan to do his evil plans and agenda in these last days as long as we are here. We have been called and commanded to be prayer warriors against the fallen ones and pray for those who think and do these terrible things because they are deceived and controlled by Satan, just like Judas was. But now, as we live and breathe, we are in the times of God's grace. All can come to Jesus Christ and be saved and set free and reconciled to God and not his enemy anymore, but become part of the eternal family of God through what his glorious, victorious Son, Jesus Christ, did for us. Amen. Now I finish with the contrast in portion of Scripture speaking about being saved and reconciled to God and not an enemy anymore. And this one who stays God's enemy, and I know the Scripture, I didn't put the reference, but I know where it's at. John 3:35-36. The Father loved the Son and has given and entrusted all things in his hand. He who believes. Now see, the Father has given and entrusted all things into his hand. Nobody else but Jesus. He who believes and trusts in the Son and accepts him as Savior has eternal life. That is, already possesses it. Already your heart has been changed. Oh, you have become alive in Jesus. But it goes on. God makes it simple. You still have to make a decision. But he who does not believe the Son and chooses to reject him, disobeying him and denying him as Savior, will not see eternal life. There's one thing. What will he see? But instead, the wrath of God hangs over him continually. Looks very clear to me. Which do you want to follow, believe, and worship? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and our personal Savior? Or the one you're in captivity to and makes you the enemy of God, Satan? Which will you choose with your free will God gave you? I pray you choose the victorious one over all his enemies and ours. Let's look. Hebrews 1:13. But to which of the angels has the Father ever said, sit at my right hand and together with me in royal dignity until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet in triumph conquest? This day is coming when this scripture will be totally fulfilled and will never face our enemy anymore or the hordes of hell. Until that day, having put on the armor of God, full and complete, we can stand up to our enemy and tell him to go and rebuke him. The Word of God says when you stand up to the real enemy, he will flee from you. Amen forever. Our glorious Savior and champion, King Jesus, it is finished. Glory to God. Praise his name. Let us worship and honor him. As you know this truth, and you know it personally, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to his name. Praise his name.
There's a line that
is drawn through ages. On that line stands an old rugged cross. On that cross, a battle is raging to gain a man's soul or his law. On the one side, marks the forces of evil, all the demons and all the devils of hell. On the other, the angels of glory, and they meet in Golgotha's field. Oh, glory! And the earth shakes with the force of the conflict. Glory to you, Lord! And the sun refuses to shine. Glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the pain. God's Son in the valley. Oh, now there's truth. And then through the darkness he cries. Hallelujah. It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. There'll be no more war. It is finished. The end of the conflict. Hallelujah. It is finished, and Jesus is Lord. Now you make this personal for people that need Jesus, all of us. Yet in my heart, the battle was still raging. Get personal here. All the prisoners of war have come home. Oh, we want them to, Lord. There was battlefield of my own making. I didn't know that the war had been won. Oh, hallelujah. We do now. Third, the King of the Ages, hallelujah, has fought all the battles for me. Yes, Lord, praise his name. And the victory was mine for the claiming. Amen. And now praise in his name I am free. Come on, sing it, brothers, sisters. It's finished. The battle is over. Glory! It is finished. There'll be no more war. It is finished. The end of the conflict.
finished, and Jesus is Lord. It is finished, and Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
He is victorious, King of kings and Lord of lords. He has made it happen, the salvation of man, redemption of mankind, ransom, paid the price with his own blood. As the enemy thought they had him captured, they forgot with their pride who he truly was. He was not just mere man, but he was God, the one even created the devil and the fallen angels, that he was greater and more powerful. Now, he's made it possible for us, thank God, and it is done. We have been set free. We have been made a new creation. Jesus' victory is ours, personally, and that every one of God's created children need to know this. Because you need a Savior. You can't free yourself. You're in captivity and in prison and chained, dark kingdom of hell. Even if you see it, it is there. I pray with any of our friends or loved ones that God would show them where they're at in dreams, in vision, and show them. Make it personal and real. That he died on that cross and that he rose again and they can be set free and they can come to Jesus, be forgiven, saved, and in the life he wants truly for us. That's what he came for. After the fall and this world became dark and wicked and sinful and the curse on it, he came to save us. He came to rescue us. He came to set us free spiritually. And praise God, in our lives regularly. But if not, you're free in Christ wherever you're at. Because this is not the end. This is the beginning. But he's made it. That's why it talks about no more war. Because Christ has done it. Now we have to believe it and trust him. Now this is another song. It's called It Is Finished, It Is Finished, Tetelestai. As he goes in this song and talks about not just at the cross, but praise God, 3 days later at the grave. God doesn't miss anything. He took care of our sin, and he took care of the consequences of it. Oh, God had a mighty plan. The devil had any idea. He had a little bit, but now the Lord reveals it to us. And you know, he wants to show the devil and the people that are lost what has God done in the people who trust him. So it's showing you off. It's amazing. Hallelujah. Look at my children, devil. Look at my children as the angels wonder about it. But how can this be? But God is able. He said what's impossible for men. And men's been trying to try to do it all they want to in all their ways and wear themselves out. It's only possible with God. And truthfully, the Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Here's the next song called It Is Finished. It Is Finished. Tetelestai. Hallelujah. Oh, welcome, Brother Joseph. Bless you, brother. It has come in the time of the celebration of the word, and it will be in the archives. Thank you, Jesus. A little bit different, but powerful too. Thank you, Lord.
It is finished, it is finished. To tell us the beauty of the double meaning phrase. Now resting only in his grace. It is finished, it is finished to tell us the Son of Man succeeding where I fell. The wrath of God now satisfied, and Jesus my Emmanuel with us, God with us. It is done. He's alive, and he's able to bring us life. In 3 days, he will rise to tell us die. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. It is finished, it is finished, the tale is done. My hope found in the Savior's word alone. His willing laid down his life, and gloriously he rolled away the stone. It is finished, it is finished. To tell us that no longer I labor for his love. For Christ fulfilling the love of God, seen by God be nothing enough. It is done. He's alive. And he's able to bring us life. In 3 days, he will rise to tell us die. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 It's finished, it's finished. To tell us that the wailing bells of freedom now ring. Your sons and daughters will testify. Now to you, Jesus, we will sing. Hallelujah. We will sing. We will sing. We will sing. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Amen.
Amen.
That is so true. And then one more song, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The battle belongs to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on now. Know who he is, what he's able to do. Praise his name.
Thank you, Lord. In heavenly armor, we enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. The weapon against us shall stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. Amen. Glory. Know the truth. The power of darkness comes in like a flood. The battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. Hallelujah! To the Lord! Hallelujah! Even when it gets close combat, wrestling. Hallelujah! Listen! When the enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend. Your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. Thank you, sis. It's by the anointing of the Lord. Hallelujah. And get excited about our God and our Savior and understand these words are true. They're true and promises and righteousness of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We come to you, Lord. We pray. We pray for all these prayer requests. We come to you. In your name, Lord Jesus, and understand who we are and what the who the battle is the Lord. But as we're in it, even as it says, we're pressed in by the enemy and by darkness that you're greater. Understand, we know who our enemy is, and we know how to pray against him by the authority of your name and by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the power of your shed blood is victorious. We are victorious in you. It is finished, the word of God says. The telestai, it is finished in Greek. And that, Lord, we understand and that you hear our cries and you hear our prayer requests and you know all our situations, Lord. And we pray you intervene. And, Lord, that you, who you are able to touch each one that is sick and the ones that are hurt and need healing and the ones that are afflicted and in addiction that they need deliverance and the ones that are lost and sinful, God have mercy, your enemy, and that they're under the enemy's power, that they need to be saved. They need to be set free, Lord Jesus. We pray and lift up each one tonight. Father God, we praise you and honor you that you have brought in a miracle, a baby girl, me and grandpa on my side of the family. I thank you, Lord, and that my children were miracles as we were told as my wife then that we could not have children, but God, you make a way and that you're able. We thank you tonight as you intervene with your daughter, Brenda, and our daughter, Jessica, and that someone came to help us. And Lord, that the car, I mean the truck, the SUV is fine. And that, Lord, you intervened. You made a way. And that I was able to bring this powerful message, even when the enemy would try to come against us. And you've done it all, Lord. And that you know each one of these brothers and sisters and their prayer and prayer requests. And Father, we pray you intervene in their lives too, Father. We're very grateful that you love each one of us and that we're all what we're facing. But we trust you, that you have given us boldness in the spirit and faith, that we believe you over what we see or what we're experiencing in the physical. You are greater, spirit and truth, Lord. And that it is about believing who you are and what you're able to do. And understand we're your children and you love us. And we get a hold of that. But Lord, you didn't leave us in darkness. You didn't even leave us really in the nature of sin, that it has power over us, that we can cry out to you and take every thought captive if things try to come against us of the enemy. That he comes against us, and he comes against us with his hierarchy because he doesn't want the truth out there. He doesn't want the gospel shared. He doesn't want the light to shine. But we do, Lord, because you called us to. You have commanded us to. And that we don't do it alone. We can do it in your strength and power, Lord, especially in the times we live. That people will be set free, that their eyes will be open, their ears spiritually open, that hear the truth before it's too late, that all have to make a decision because that's how you have it, Lord, that you've given them free will and they have to show, do they really love you and trust you or do they believe in themselves and trust in the devil and that kind of nature? It's clear cut, Lord. There's no in between. And anybody that's saying that is sitting on a fence, fire from hell. Father, we thank you and praise you for everything. I thank you for my brothers and sisters here tonight. I pray you intervene in each one and what's on their hearts. And understand that you have called us for such a time as it's more than anything to be a prayer warrior. Lord, that you have always shown me if someone comes on your mind, if it's a brother or sister in Christ or family or whoever, pray. Pray if you can do anything else. But, Lord, and two, that we practically be servants and to serve others and show the love of Jesus so that they'll know there's something different about us. And it's you, Lord. And it's you within our life and our heart. We thank you tonight, Lord. So powerful. And the power you show us in the victory we have. And we're grateful for what you've done in our lives. And everything is because of your love, your mercy, and grace. And that you would have none perish, but all come to repentance and eternal life, and salvation, eternal life. That's what really is. Repentance is turning away from the way we've been going, the world's way, even the old devil's way, and come to the true way, the light and the truth. The way, the truth, and the life, you, Lord Jesus. You're the only answer. That's what it all comes down to. You're the only answer. Thank God we know it. Lord, that you have made us ready for salvation has happened, and we have now eternal life already possessed it or within our hearts already, and then you're going to take care of this old body at the resurrection rapture, the day of redemption, the final part of all this that your will and purpose is, Father, because of your love, mercy, and grace, resurrected and glorified and be like you totally, Lord Jesus. By faith, it's already happened. We need to know it and exercise and believe it, and you make a way. We're very grateful tonight, Lord. We thank you for everything. In the days we live, definitely to believe and trust you and not this world and world system, for sure. But it's about believing and trusting you and you leading guidance in whatever situation we're in, you're with us. And we thank you again and praise you and give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we will go to Sis Jeanette and that she'll say, share this beautiful, beautiful praise song. Another song that's very important. We're learning that songs are like prayers. And she'll share it to finish up tonight. Glory to the Lord. Such a powerful message tonight. I pray that we know it and that we apply it to our lives because it's very important as we live in these days. And no, you don't face the old devil by yourself. You have the Lord. You have the Holy Spirit. You have his word. The mighty weapons of God and the mighty armor of God. He's given everything we need. He's given everything we need.
Amen.
Amen, sis.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Very powerful. Another message tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the powerful message tonight.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. And I thank you for being alert as the Lord reveals in the spirit things by his word and things to pray for and everything as you're part of this too. Amen.
Amen. Glory to your name, O Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we're grateful.
worship you with all our hearts. We glorify your name forever.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God, sis. Another powerful word in the days we live. And understand, helping us how to pray. It's absolutely amazing. And understand what God has really done for us and where we have been taken from and where we're at. If people would truly understand, I think, you know, sometimes old fiery preachers back in the days, they had a glimpse. They knew what was going to happen to people. And, you know, it is. It's really that. But what God has for us is so much better. I mean,
Amen.
So much better than anything in this old world, for sure. Well, bless you, sister.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God this is not our destiny. Destiny here and eternity even worse than this place.
Glory. Hallelujah.
The glorious heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, bless you, sister. Thank God for you and your family. I pray your husband is better, and we'll, you know, keep praying until we hear, report when God intervenes and that it will show him that, you know, it's the Lord who has touched him.
Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, brother,
amen.
For your prayer.
All right. We thank
so
God
much.
For you.
I love you and my brothers and sisters and Sister Brenda.
Amen. We love you, sister. Thank you again for serving the Lord.
Thank you for all for his glory.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. Good night.
Everybody. Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And you, I guess there's Sis Connie. Bless you, sister. And we pray for all the prayer requests you put, and we continue and pray that God intervenes. And, you know, we're learning that God intervenes in his perfect way in time. And sometimes we don't think it's the time it should be, but, boy, it seems like it all comes out right. So bless you, sister, and thank God for each one of you and everybody that was here. And we say shalom and good night. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Put that down. Okay. And it's just evil stuff. Pray for his eternal soul or eternal heart. Almost done.
But I want to call it.
What do I want to call it?